Where are we at with groceries?
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money from the sucker and I'm going to get to my way.
You fucking win a real one!
When your so-called revolution starts,
it is now. That's hot shit.
And I'll be you right down like, front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up and grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and grizzly host, Gemini Jackson, son of the Quantimino with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hey.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Up, dudes.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino. Racks on racks on racks.
Yeah, let's talk about racks, guys.
Racks.
By racks, I'm talking racks. About boobs.
Okay. I mean, there are a lot of ways to go.
There are a lot of different racks. Yeah.
Let's go around the room.
First, I thought racks as in server racks.
Yep.
Okay.
Second, I thought racks as in racks of cash.
Yeah. That's a good guess.
And then I went to racks of clothing.
Uh-huh.
Until you said it.
Unbeknownst
to me, it was racks of titties.
Yeah.
Racks of lambs came before racks of titties in my head.
It could be a deer rack.
Why are they called that?
Because it's racks, like balls they on together. A rock. Yeah.
Maybe it's like a deer thing. No, that doesn't make sense.
It's because they rack together. You know, when you rack the balls, cool?
Yeah.
Like racking titties together.
They make that noise, like, dude. Don't they make that noise?
You ever banged two titties together? They click.
You ever banged two titties together or no?
They click.
They click.
And if you got the lights off, you can see the spark. Like when you're biting into a wintergreen peppermint lifesavers.
So your penis is the pool stick, and then one of them is the cue ball, and the other
one you also bring your balls.
Wow, dude, that just gets complicated.
I think your balls are actually the cue ball. And it's reverse pool. The ball's hitting the stick.
And the stick hits the titties.
The pocket.
Anyways, why'd you want to talk about titties?
Racks in public. Let's say you guys go to restaurants on the reg, right?
Sure, because we're rich.
Sitting down.
This guy went to Sawgrass.
Oh, yeah. Let's say you're sitting down at your table, Brian McFly.
Okay.
Let's say Brian McFly was on a date. How about that?
Yeah. He's making the lady pay.
Yeah. Sawgrass, having some steak on a date.
He's like a real one.
And he's sitting across from his date, but right behind his date is someone sitting, like the table's, you know, perpendicular view to where you can see the two people behind you.
Perpendicular.
Yeah, you can see the people sitting to their side. Just has the best rack you've ever seen.
The best, you say.
How do you not keep your eyes off that?
I'm bad at not staring sometimes, so I would stare at them, and if she caught me, I'd say, you got to see titties.
These are insane.
I think I actually might.
Not just her catching you, but the owner catching
you. The owner? You mean your date or husband? Yeah, what about these titties? Oh, do you mean the lady herself?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant her husband. What the fuck, dude?
No. The lady herself.
Who owns that pussy?
I do. Who's paying this
Daddy?
Bill?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess I would try not to get caught.
She knows what she got.
Yeah. I'm on Brian's boat.
Hide him, dude. And also, if she catches me, I just kind of try not to look at him again.
Like, oops.
Or I do
nice.
That. Or I put up the okay symbol to show her that I'm
your white power.
Exactly.
Nice. Hey, them tits. Choice.
Choice.
Thanks for bringing the Goyles out. What are you doing, Brady? Are you staring at them? Or do you have some kind of self-control or something?
You ever heard of that?
How do you avoid those? You just focus on your date like the dedicated person you are.
Wow. Yes.
Oh! Hey, Burrito practices mindfulness, dude. He's like in the moment.
He's
Don't tell me you're not going to lock that one away, though.
Wow.
The image.
Yeah, you're going to take a little snapshot.
Snapshot. Yeah. I got to go wash my hands.
What for the bike?
I got to go wash my hands.
You know, this isn't exactly what you're talking about, but I went to Chili's.
Maybe it is.
Baby back ribs.
I went to Chili's like a couple months ago. Wait,
she
no,
got a rack couple of weeks ribs. Ago.
Well, why did I go? Was there some reason? There was some special occasion.
Was it your birthday? Did you go for your free...
No.
Side of ribs?
Free Thunder Down Baby Under? Backs? No, that's something different.
No, your free...
Milkshake?
I was going to say like a lava cake or...
Oh, yeah. There's some kind of lava.
Molten lava cake.
But no, I went there and like I went there alone. I enjoyed it. And then
by yourself?
By myself.
I've never been to a Chili's by myself.
It's not bad. And it was around 3, so like no one was there.
Were you on business?
No. What? But there was like a girl. There's a girl. She wasn't just super hot, but she was like cute.
She was available, was what she was.
Right.
And was this
the
waitress?
She was in proximity, is what she was.
No, she was there alone too.
Danger.
And I was thinking, I should go. I should
have kind of like on a date.
That would have been a
distant
nice
date.
That wouldn't have been a bad line either. I'm
you
like,
guys are making eyes.
Kinda,
tell you me making you're making eyes.
No,
she wasn't.
It is mine. They were making eyes.
I mean, I probably was looking over there too often, I would say, but she was not
reciprocating.
But I, you know. I'm sure if I want, I mean, if I walked over there, if I was
a gentleman and a scholar,
I would walk over. What would I say? I would say,
so, "Hey, it's kind of like
we're on a date."
Hey, I appreciate you showing up. I rented out the place for us.
Yeah. See, that's nice, dude. That's good.
You know, I got him.
I mean, Gemini is like a fucking. he's a PUA, dude. This guy. He's a fucking pickup artist.
You know, we just out here sometimes.
It's a profession.
Burrito's a sandwich artist. Gemini is a pickup artist. Arthur, what are you? You're a deal. You're a
dealsman.
Dealsman artist.
He's an art.
I'm a scam artist.
Yeah, you are a scam artist.
Also a thief of hearts.
Wow. Only the fart jar farts.
I said hearts.
Oh, my bad.
What about Paul McFartney, dude?
Paul McFartney.
Tell us about this one, Gemini Jackson. Paul McCartney died in 1966.
What?
Okay. Are we doing the Paul is dead conspiracy?
This is old news.
From
dude.
What I understand, I'm not as well read on the Beebles.
What's that?
The Beebles.
What's
the Beatles?
Oh, I see.
As you guys are, I'm not super fan.
Yeah, but it's so coming from. It's like fly on the ball. You're learning new things.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a complicated story.
From what I understand, Paul McCartney died in a car crash in 1966.
Yeah, like kind of like Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne.
But
yeah.
Then they held a Paul McCartney lookalike contest.
How they do that without getting that out into the news?
They put this was 1966, buddy.
It was all underground.
So they put up flyers for this thing. How else? How did they get the word out for the contest?
They're the Beatles,
the
buddy.
News sniffing it out.
I mean, the news was idiots back then.
They have spies. Okay?
Yeah.
The news
Big
was
Brother
high
was
as hell.
Watching.
Okay.
Okay.
Aliens.
All right.
Aliens.
I buy it so far.
Tom DeLongdick.
Sorry to interrupt. I buy it.
So they replaced Paul McCartney's dead ass.
Dead ass.
Dead ass Paul McCartney with this new Paul McCartney, arguably better Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I mean, he's still alive. He's still making records and stuff.
This is a clone or another human?
No, this is another human.
Identity.
His name was like Billy.
Yeah.
Billy
Shears.
Billy Shears.
May I present to you another theory called Schrodinger's Paul McCartney, dude?
Is that Paul McCartney
Tell us
never
about
died?
It, Ryan.
If he did die and there's still another Paul McCartney.
This is the better one. This is like.
So did he die or is he just still, you know?
He's still paying taxes, so I guess no, he's not dead.
The answer is yes to all your questions.
Wow. Any question that you've ever had, yes.
Yeah, there's some parallel that's in your favor.
Well, sure.
That's what contemino is.
You know, that's actually a really great kind of way to live your life. Is to think that you're in the positive contemino where everything's going to go right for you.
Locus of control.
Locus of control. So you got to shoot your shot because you're living that life, man. You're the main character.
Okay. You live your life like that.
You're in charge of your destiny.
I go over to the Chili's broad and I say, hey.
I appreciate you coming.
I rented out this whole place for us. And she says, ew, get away from me. That crushes me. Dude, my Lotus control goes back down to zero. How am I supposed to stay in that positive?
Can I ask you what your locus of control
locus
was
of control.
Beforehand?
Well, right before I walked over.
It was at a one?
It was pretty high. It was higher than normal.
Was it? Oh, because you walked over. Because
I walked over.
Hey, don't you want to stay in that locus of control?
Yeah, but then when she...
Stay walking over?
But she knocked me back down, dude. I'm supposed to like...
You're supposed to get up again. I'm
supposed to dust it off my
shoulder.
Don't
ever let them get you down.
Yeah. You only Wumba is your problem.
What's that?
You only Wumba.
Yeah, you're just
when
Wumba-ing.
You need to fucking Chumba Wumba.
Chumba.
Bro, the problem here all along...
You're getting knocked
you
down.
You only fucking Wumba, man.
But you need to get up again.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. And ain't nothing going to keep you down.
Dude, that's my... Dude, silly me. That's where the Chumba comes in, I think.
Yeah.
Look, I figured out Lunch's slogan.
Lunch-a-Wumba?
Tell us about it, Gemini.
Never just Wumba.
Never just Wumba?
Never just Wumba.
And you
I don't
have
know.
To just imply...
It seems a little ethnic.
Imply.
I'm just saying it like that because that's how I talk. But it can say never just Wumba.
What's a Wumba? It's controversial.
Yeah. Who gives a shit?
Burrito, what's a Wumba? We're getting a definition.
It sounds like a wombat.
Never just wombat.
Like something furry.
Wumba.
But yeah. That's not what
Let's make sure Wumba isn't like.
Who is Wumba?
Florence
Humba
Slur.
Wumba is a Native American shaman.
Wumba. It's like doing something once, right?
I like that definition.
That is a good definition. Sounds made up, though.
What's Chumba then?
Doing it more than once. It's a prefix that redefines the
word. I don't think there's enough information out here. If it was something racist, I think it would have come up.
Yeah, it would have been the first hit. Yeah,
people love talking about what's racist.
There would be like a WAPO article on it.
Yeah.
And then there would also be like a website dedicated to it.
I think the bigger problem is it doesn't make much sense.
So what were you at with this Paul McCartney conspiracy?
It's not true. I'm sorry.
Just crush it.
It's true.
Okay. I mean, it's
Where
fun.
Where are you at with this burrito? Do you even give a
shit? Have you heard of this?
I hadn't heard of this at all until you guys posted it, and I was like, what?
Yeah, it was a pretty big thing, I think.
Yeah.
A lot of people believe it.
It is a conspiracy theory.
I mean, okay, so Jim and I just wrote out Never Just Wumba, and it looks cool, but it doesn't make any sense. What does it mean?
Doesn't need to mean anything.
But if we were the band Chumba Wumba, and we wanted that to be our motto, that makes sense.
We're just workshopping right now, man.
Okay, sorry.
I'm just, yeah,
you're I didn't say that was no bad ideas. Maybe you're going down
I thought
the
we said no
path.
Bad ideas. No. I want Chumba Wumba to sue us.
Okay.
You know the fucking press we would get if Chumba Wumba sued us?
Wherever they're from, it would be in the local news.
It would get knocked down.
Yeah, by WAPO, they'd say, care. Why don't we care about Chumba Wumba's
intellectual
property?
No, you can
property.
Get somebody to write a blog post on WAPO for you.
Yeah, are you talking about payola, bro?
You guys really like saying WAPO, don't you?
About lunch.
WAPO, dude.
Getting sued by Chumba Wumba.
Yeah, anyways.
Is there any better fucking press than getting sued by Chumba Wumba?
Yes, there's a lot. Plenty.
What's better than getting sued by Chumba Wumba? One thing you think.
The new Gemini Jackson mask.
Oh, okay.
Casted.
High Never
beast.
Just Wumba.
Shit's fucking like $3,500, but it's sold out.
Dude, Burrito's like having
He's
like
buying
a,
it, dude.
He goes, wait, never just Wumba.
Luncha.
Wow. Hey, what does this mean? Strip mall blues.
I got the blues.
This is just a traffic complaint, my dumbass, focus of control. Going
now.
Down the wrong path.
Oh, no.
You went down a one way?
Yeah, man.
I did too.
And he's 12 years
lane.
Old.
Oh.
And yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
It wasn't one way. There's still two lanes, but Nobody one was going one way, and I was stuck in that one.
Wrong way.
Detours aren't really like shortcuts. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, they never not usually. Are. No.
And it was just a horrible cuts. Experience.
Man,
just
so
imagine a line.
Hey, hold a second. Jim and I, we're talking. What are we singing?
It was the wrong way.
I think it's supposed to be Sublime.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, it's not. It's Sublime with Rome.
Oh, don't forget about
That's
Rome.
What I was singing. I wasn't singing fucking Sublime.
Just Sublime.
Yeah. You get sued singing just Sublime, but now Sublime with Rome.
With Rome.
Didn't people like Rome? Who is Rome? Didn't people know who he was before that?
I didn't.
Maybe
I didn't
on a local level.
I think so.
Maybe he was like in the most famous Sublime cover band.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Hey, I'm Rome from Sublime.
Man in Rome.
Hey, Arthur.
Sub-Rome.
What's going on?
What's this thing about that you went down a wrong way?
No, it wasn't a wrong way. It was just the back alley
of
a strip mall.
So you had to go all the way around the fucking
of the strip mall.
Because there's no in and out between the whole, between the strip mall itself.
Yeah, and near the end of the strip mall are 2 4-way stops.
Wow.
Ooh.
So that like added at least 2 minutes to wherever you were going, right?
The 4-way stop? No,
all of it.
Honestly, it added more than 20.
20?
The line was
20
that fucking
minutes?
Long. It was like 100 cars.
Where were you going?
Wow, man.
To your mom's house.
Oh, shit.
Why does that even matter to the story?
What a fucking
Why
setup.
Why does he always have to know
what
this
What a fucking
shit?
Setup. No, he only brought that up to burn you.
Why do you need to know where I'm fucking going?
He only brought that whole story up.
Maybe I was on my
of
way
a
here.
Minor inconvenience in a parking lot to say, yo, there was literally 100 cars lined up to fuck your mom.
Look, the only reason I was asking where you were going is because the story sucked, dude. And I was trying to figure out if we could find out a way to make it more interesting. Dude.
We could make it easier if your mom would open up a 5-lane highway.
Shit.
I've been trying to tell my mom, I'm like, you know how efficient Chick-fil-A is? Can we do something that with your house? Like that with your
with
house?
You? Yeah.
So that we can get like 250 cars during lunch break?
Seriously, we out here.
Fuck. So you fucked her? What was that like?
Site
gangbang cream pie.
Yeah,
fourth in line.
Really?
Wow, hey. Dude.
After a shovel. or a plunger.
Damn, Lance was there, dude. Lance is fucking my mom.
Lance is also fucking your mom. Hey, Lance is like, he's a bit of a dude, but he's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy, yeah, man. He's, he's the kind of guy you want at a gangbang.
Yeah. Salt of the earth.
Salt of the earth kind of guy.
He's salty earth.
Digging out everybody else's salt.
Just salty earth.
He's a salt miner. Living the salt life.
Dude.
Not by the ocean, inside your mom's vagina.
I made the biggest mistake just sitting in the strip mall line.
You did.
Where were you going?
There's no way out.
Where? Tell
us. I was going home.
Oh,
I was all the way home.
To fuck your mom.
It's very melodramatic.
He's your dad now. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, you call my mom's house your home now, dude? That's fucked up. That's the most fucked up part.
Fuck your mom in my home.
Hey, guys, if you hear Gemini being like in kind of a flow state, it's because he's doodling right now.
I'm doodling like a bitch.
He's creating a brand. It's called Lunch. Look out for it. Lunch Apparel.
Lunchapparel.com.
Lunch with a T.
Yeah.
A superfluous T.
I guess the T. Yeah, I mean, we're out here. This is decadent. It's more than just lunch, baby.
It's lunch.
It's lunch. It's treat yourself lunch.
It's lunch.
Yeah, cheese means treat yourself.
The tea means treat yourself.
Dude,
the tea in the middle of lunch means treat yourself, meaning you masturbate while you eat.
Now you can just put lunch and under it, treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Lunch, treat yourself. That's great, man.
Genius. Nice. Trademark.
Treat yourself.
This is like graffiti.
Yeah.
What's next? Mushrooms.
Munchrooms.
Okay. This is for Dr. Smotman.
I've just started eating mushrooms recently.
Really?
Them psilocybin?
I did too, actually.
Hey, no, for the longest time, a burrito I knew didn't like mushrooms.
I didn't either.
I did not like them.
Oh, mushrooms are general?
Yeah.
Yeah, I came around to them too, but today I had a negative reaction to them.
Oh, no.
So me and Jim and I went for pizza today.
Couple slices amongst a couple
slices,
dudes.
That's right. We're both dudes and we had
What's
two
a couple slices.
Slices
betwixt two dudes?
It's not gay.
No, who said that?
Who said it was gay? Arthur?
Couple slices
Brian's
betwixt
15.
Two dudes.
Brian's
15. No, this has nothing to do with my
He's
15.
Screaming.
So I go
Day
in there.
Screaming.
I get
screaming.
Pepperoni, dude, and I get mushrooms on it. Sounds nice,
pepperoni
right?
Pepperoni plus mushrooms.
Yeah. Sounds
classic
pretty.
Combo.
By the slice. Yeah.
Classic combo.
Not bad. I open up the box, and it smells very shroomy.
Oh, no.
What
Returned?
Do you think that-
No,
do you think
no,
that's
no,
what
no,
it
no.
is?
Because it was in a box, so like all the smells were kind of accumulating.
Yeah.
So we got an overwhelming...
Maybe they put a lot of mushrooms.
Yeah, maybe there was like they put a little, some of the juice in it or something.
Maybe.
No, those are dry mushrooms.
Got a good batch, man.
Could I don't
be
know.
A spoiling batch.
But I started eating and I was like, I wonder what this is. And I realized it. And here's where you come in, Dr.
Oh,
Smart.
Yeah, Dr. Smart, man. Here's where
okay,
you come in.
I'm on an antifungal, dude.
I'm
on an antifungal. And I'm wondering, dude, why do I have this sudden aversion to mushrooms, dude? Is it the terbifenide that I'm taking, dude? 250 milligrams.
It's changing your brain chemistry. That's what it is.
It's in my blood.
It's in your blood, man.
Terbinafine, 250 milligrams. I mean, do you think it's possible that this antifungal is making me not enjoy
mushroom
mushrooms
reverse.
As much?
Yeah, maybe.
Do you really think that?
Are you just fucking with me?
No.
that's what Gemini Smart Man told me.
Yeah. I think I told you in the exact same way that Burrito Smart Man told you.
Nah, man.
No, I said yes at first. And then
really?
You said, for real?
Yeah, nah.
With a twinkle in your eye. And I said,
you fucking idiot.
There it is. There's that twinkle. Now it's time to destroy.
Yeah, there's nothing you'll like but to destroy my twinkle.
You gotta give him that hope first.
Exactly. There's nothing as delicious as destroying someone else's hope.
It's crazy, dude, because I should know by now not to have hope. And yet I keep fucking...
Hey, that's like, you know,
that's life,
that's
baby.
One of your core values is always have hope.
But deep down, I don't believe in it.
Yeah.
But I have it.
You got it.
You know what? I gotta keep living.
You hold out hope that you're in that Quantimino... Where you're the main character, man.
Yeah, and
walk
I never
up
am.
To that girl. I rented out the place. For
rented
us.
Out the Chili's for us.
Yeah, thanks for
that. That sounds so goofy, though.
And then she
what,
says,
that,
like,
she rented out the Chili's.
Yeah.
You don't
Why?
Think that's a good line?
What kind of pickup bullshit is that?
It's no, just, it's
so
just goofy.
So you're just goofing.
Yes, of
that's
course.
That's what pickup lines are for,
gotcha.
Right?
No, I'm slowly registering on it, but for the most part,
it's to break the
it's
ice.
It's a slow burn. Yeah,
I don't think I could deliver it that well. I would deliver it dryly. I was telling Gemini that he's good at this because he has a certain whimsy to it.
Here, let's play this out. Say it to me.
To you?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Are you getting
blushing?
Nervous?
Are you fucking blushing
already?
You're getting nervous amongst your bros.
You're just showing up, meeting up with your bros, and you want to make us fucking laugh. Do it.
Yeah, just like
wait,
that.
Wait, so
exactly.
I'm talking to the bros?
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Oh, hey, what are you thinking?
Okay. Hey, thanks for coming, guys. I ran out the chilies just for us.
What? Nice.
What?
Nice. Because it's empty?
What?
Because it's empty.
Hey, Arthur, I appreciate you coming, dude. It, you know, when I ran out the chilies, I didn't know if you'd... fuck, I don't know, dude.
No, I got you, man.
It's What's just, a better way to say it?
No, hey, thanks for showing up. I rented out the place for us.
It's just not jiving with me. Is it jiving with you, Burrito?
No.
It's not. It's not. I don't know, dude.
I think 50, you need...
50.
I think she would say, she'd go, what?
Yeah, she'd be like, what?
And I'd be like... Oh, well, you see, we're both here alone, so I just thought it'd be funny if I rented out the place.
Huh?
Like, because who rents out a Chili's?
Because who rents out the Chili's?
Yeah, a rich man like me.
Is who?
That's whomst.
Confident.
A rich man like me is whomst. What do you say, Dame? Since we're the only ones here, why don't we, Nick?
Yeah. Well, I was facing her. I was in a booth on one side of the booth, and she was like a couple booths down on the opposite
Three
side.
So
we were
down?
So we were facing each other.
Damn.
Was she
different
your, was she
empty
your
steakhouse?
Kryptonite? At a Chili's.
Three booths down.
She was three booths down, and she was his kryptonite. What do you think?
Kryptonite?
What if I said that? She was probably like 23 or so, and I don't think she would have gotten that reference.
No.
I mean, like,
that's
there used
like
to be a shitty rock band.
That's my dad listens to.
I'm like, talk to me more about that.
Yeah.
Do you have a good relationship with her or what?
What's your daddy like? Him. Yeah. You mad at him?
You mad at him? Want to talk about it?
Oh, what if he asked her this?
Who's your daddy? Is he rich like me? Is he rich like me?
Now, check this question
yeah,
out.
Yeah, please.
Where are we at with groceries?
What does that mean? Like ass eating?
Yeah.
Never done it. We've talked about this. We had to have.
No, you're on this date with this 23-year-old that you're sitting across. Eventually, she comes over and sits by you.
She did have a nice ass.
I think I'm putting
Eventually,
them on my taste buds.
Will come up.
Yeah, the question comes up.
She goes, she
you guys
says,
have
where
had,
are
like,
you
three
with
cocktails
groceries?
In.
Yeah.
Three cocktails in. But Brian's sober, but she's three cocktails in.
Okay. Well,
where are we with groceries is what she says.
She
That's
asks
all she says.
You.
Where are we with groceries?
And I say, where are you with your cleanliness? And hygiene, your butt hygiene.
Oh, no. She's like, gonna... And then she's like, oh, no, I was going to make us dinner.
And then I guess I would pretend I like oh sorry I misunderstood,
but I do want you to eat
where
my asshole.
Where are you at with my cleanliness?
Monkey's out of the bottle.
Where
man.
Are you at
smooth.
With cleanliness?
Yeah, where,
yeah, that is pretty smooth.
Where are you? Smooth. Where are you with
Maybe
wet
you
wipes?
Don't, you got any dude wipes or no?
Where are you at with them wet wipes?
Where are you with your cleanliness?
I don't, at that point, I don't care if it's smooth. I want to know if I'm gonna eat your ass. Is it gross?
No, it's. Clean as a whistle. Like, she cleans it before you get down.
And Look, after.
That's fine. That's the only way I'm going to do it. I've never
like
done
fresh
it before.
Shower.
I don't... It never smells like fresh shower.
Ass in the shower doesn't
yeah.
smell like fresh shower.
Yeah.
Currently being washed ass
I don't
does
like
not
it.
Smell like
I don't
shower.
Like the smell, dude. I can't get past it.
It's not about the smell. It's about
the
taste.
What is it about? Oh, it's about
the touch.
It ain't about the smell.
It's
about
the metallic taste, dude.
Yeah.
Is it metallic?
It's like, yeah, like a flesh.
The iron?
Flesh like.
Oh, chicken fries.
Dick.
I'm just,
He's just.
Oh, I got another write-in.
Tell us about it, Gemini.
You're meeting your parallel at the mall.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what is this again?
I don't really know.
So let's just say you have these doppelgangers, and they're not exactly like you, but they're like you.
Mm-hmm.
And they just happen to listen to Slam City and pick up on the tropes.
Okay.
And so you hear some shit like tip to taint.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Over a conversation.
Wow. If I heard, actually,
Where are you
maybe
going with
someone
this?
Else has heard tip to taint, has said tip to taint. I want to believe
you
that
You tell
it was,
me you don't own Tip to Taint?
I bought TipToTaint.com, but then I lost it because I didn't renew it. Now it's a porn site.
Fuck.
Really? Is that true?
Damn. It's true.
Tip to Taint.
He really wants to look
don't
this
do
up.
Don't do it.
No, I'm not going to, but...
You're
going to
meat spin.
Is it true, though?
No.
I wish it were.
Me too.
It's
I mean,
okay.
Maybe it's available.
Why you got to call him out, man?
I just like to know what the truth of the matter is. Oh, that's the
Are you
mask.
Doing the mask?
That's the mask from last episode.
Yeah, it's the mask, but it's also the lunch Yeah,
that's the lunch character. Cool. Gemini Jackson's really inspired on the apparel line here.
Dude, lunch.
That looks a lot cooler than.
Look for it.
Yeah, put that mask with lunch underneath it. Solid.
Yep.
That's or, another design.
Or going down one of the curves. So, anyways.
You just like letting the curve define you.
I like the curve.
Are you talking about the one where it wraps around?
Yep.
Okay.
No. Hey, I was just making a logo.
Okay, cool. So I parallel person. Someone's talking about being the finger king.
Something like that,
and then what do I do? What now what?
You fighting him?
Am I fighting them?
Or are you striking up a conversation?
It's like
what
a
are you
Pokemon
doing?
Honestly, gym battle. Are you going to ask him to battle in the gym?
Well, probably because I spend my whole life projecting. I spend my whole life getting mad at people for doing things that I do myself. So I would probably fucking hate this guy.
For talking about tip to taint?
Oh, like, yeah, about the psychology. Huh? Where are we at the psychology burrito? Where he's at with this?
Yeah, why don't you psychoanalyze him?
And hating
if
his doppelganger.
Doppelganger.
Yeah.
Because he's so much like me.
I'm assuming that you would like your doppelganger.
Doppelpopulus?
The question is, would I suck
save
his dick?
It for Queen Doppelpopulus.
That's right.
Oh. You did go back in time.
Who is your... are you sucking your own dick? Do you like your doppelganger burrito?
I hope so.
Okay.
That's a man who's well-adjusted.
Mm-hmm. He's living in the moment.
That's focus of the locus.
All right, last one. Wife phone.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering, because I don't have a girlfriend. Never have, never will, probably. But I was just wondering, dude, if you don't mind talking about it, what's the phone policy? Is it? I know you probably don't talk about what the phone policy is, but are they just like... I guess the thing is... Okay. Can I just guess what it is?
Yeah, sure.
My guess is that you just want to have a pure phone because they're probably going to be on your phone at some point. So I guess you don't want to.
How am I?
You're not going to do anything.
What am I worried about?
What are we is it worried about?
That's a good question.
Is it because, like, I'm not texting other women?
Right, right.
So really, I got nothing else to worry
about. That's true.
So,
okay. I guess
you're talking about browser history?
Maybe. Where you'll add a browser history?
Keep it clean, man. Incognito.
I got a system. To keep it segregated. But I think I would have that even if I was single. Just because it's
in
case
hygiene.
I gotta do
it's
like work stuff or someone sees my phone, I don't have to worry about somebody stumbling on my my OnlyFans. Gemini OnlyFans. OnlyFans.com/GeminiJackson. I bet there is one.
Gemini, yeah. I just wonder though, like, if I had a girlfriend, I would like her to be okay with whatever
pornogs,
Is this
your
pop punk
song? If I had a girlfriend,
what's it called?
If I had a girlfriend, pop.
If I had a girlfriend, yeah, she'd be cool with my porn. If I had a girlfriend,
she'd give me a blowjob every morn.
Every morn.
Morn.
I don't know. Never mind. I guess.
Had a girlfriend.
I guess I didn't think this out. You know.
She fucks so good.
You're in a corner, man.
And if I had girlfriend, I'd never have morning wood.
No.
She drains my balls.
Also, here's the
She drains my balls. Dun dun. Drains my balls.
Here's the rub-a-dub-dub.
Oh.
Brian McFly in the tub.
Hey, ladies.
Is that my girlfriend, she wouldn't care about my porn, dude. And she would also wouldn't care about the other girls that I'm sexting with.
Damn. Yeah.
So well, that's the rub.
Open relationship?
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't give a shit about all the dudes she's fucking.
I would. I'm sorry, I would. So this perfect woman, dude, if you're out there.
Hit him up.
Hit him up.
If she really is the perfect woman for you, she only wants fingers.
Yeah,
she's coming to the finger king,
and she doesn't want any other fingers.
Nope, only your fingers.
And no other dick.
Yeah, well, only human.
Yeah.
It's asking a bit much, Mr. McFly.
What's that song? There's that Weezer song. My girl's got a big mouth.
No one else.
Yeah, no one else.
Makeup on the shelf.
Yes.
She knows around and around and know it makes me sad to see her like that. Was double X quantum and not.
Ooh-wee. You smooth. Man, you smooth.
Winks.
Loot the house, financial advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Hulu will help you diversify holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news. Top of the hour.
Man faces deportation after being caught masturbating in his car alone.
Deportation, masturbation.
Dang.
Deportation, masturbation.
I mean, would it be masturbation if he wasn't alone?
Well, we have Burrito in the helicopter.
Burrito at the scene with the in the helicopter.
See, there's a guy alone in his car.
What is this car we're coming across?
We could have just... yeah, go ahead. He appears to be a Nepalese man. 26.
He appears to be some kind of Indian man.
Honda CRX. Oh, a Crix. A 26-year-old Nepalese man in a Honda CRX.
Huh.
How did you know he was 26? Say you counted the rings. Say you counted the rings.
I counted the rings.
Now, hey, Burrito. I'm back here. Yeah. It's Brian McFly back at the desk.
I was using my binoculars.
Yeah, you got your binoculars. I got a question. As the person who's doing the news in the helicopter, why aren't you just letting this guy have some gosh damn privacy? Why is this even news? Why are you? So what? This guy's alone. He's not harming anybody. What are you doing out there?
Because that's what they pay me to do.
Oh, you're the masturbation
the
police.
Well, actually, he was in the middle lane of traffic.
Oh, is that true?
He had called a Pat Sajak attack.
Oh, wait.
He just had to stop and whip it out?
Oh, wait, there's more, dude. Did you read this whole thing?
No, what happened?
Tell us about it, Brian! Okay, a man faces deportation after being caught masturbating in his car alone. ABC reports that...
Tell the listeners!
I think that's Australian ABC. Reports that the Nepalese man, 26, was working as a delivery driver when the offense occurred. The man had reportedly finished his shift early and headed to a local park, assuming no one was around. He doesn't want anyone to see. This is no crime.
You're doing it in public.
This is no crime, dude.
Yeah, I guess it's not. Would it be different if you're in your house with your windows open and you're jacking off?
It'd be a little bit different, I guess.
It's the same.
But if he's trying to like hide himself, he's like, I got to jerk off. I don't want anyone to see. It'd be one thing if he was like, watch me, whore.
Yeah. Maybe you would, but like, why was he doing it in the park? Was it for nefarious reasons?
He had nowhere else to go. It was just an emergency.
He just got off his shift.
Yeah, he probably has a big fat titty coworker, dude.
He just had to like.
He's not gonna do it at work. He's a respectable man. He's gonna do it in his car. He's gonna try to hide himself, and then Burrito with his fucking masturbate mobile, dude's gonna come over there.
He has fucking night vision, and on the helicopter, you just see this dude beating off in infrared.
Yeah, dude.
You see right through his car. Fucking just like.
You just like fucking Batman for jerking off, dude. Fuck, dude.
What's that superhero's name?
I'm just reporting the facts.
Fat Man, dude.
Nutbuster.
Fat Man.
Fat Man. No, Fat Man.
No Fat Man.
No Fat Man. That's where it is.
No Fat.
No Fat Man.
Anyways, dude.
Speaking of no Fat.
As his defense attorney, I say throw the shit out.
Let the man masturbate.
Speaking of unfortunate situations.
Well, hold on.
Hold on.
If a man masturbates in a park and no one's around.
Exactly.
Does it make a sound?
Schrodinger's fat.
Does it actually Schrodinger's fat. Does he actually come? That's Schrodinger's fat.
Dude, you're going to have to be my co-counsel or whatever they call
it. Yeah. Well, you need your Johnny Cochran.
Yeah, that's
I got
right,
the rhymes.
Yeah, dude, you're the closer, dude. Woman wasn't prepared for the price for after taking four kids for chicken and chips.
Oh, no.
Well, now you know.
Chicken and chips. I'm going to say she was out 60 quid.
It was about that much. It was a crazy amount.
$15 or I guess 18 to 20.
15-20. Yeah. Doesn't she know about the chicken
Doesn't she know about the growing rates these days? The chicken crisis?
Should have went to ThighStop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They said they didn't discount her for things that she
Why
got
is this a
to
news
combine
story?
Them into the meal. We're doing news, dude.
This is like a Facebook post turned into a news story.
It's a highlight on the inflation crisis.
I guess so. But it's just like a weird slice of life.
It's
type,
like, yeah.
Like
it's UPI. It's a shock that prices
is
have gone
UPI?
So high.
Is
this UPI,
no, it's dude? Not. Okay.
It's Manchester.
It wouldn't be UPI because it's
not about a lotto.
It's yeah. It's not about lottery.
Guinness World Record.
And it's in England.
It's not about an overdue library book. UPI, dude. What? Who's funding UPI?
You
don't know
UPI.
Dude.
You know what UPI stands for? Only the finest news.
PH. Only the finest news incorporated.
This isn't even a person that they just found. It says it's the reporter.
Oh, no! She just had a bone to pick and wrote a fucking blog post?
Stop it!
This is an op-ed?
Damn, dude.
Wait, why would she quote it as woman? Is this a news story that's covering what that article?
Editor came up with the headline.
Wow.
Editor-in-chief or the publisher.
It would seem very disingenuous to interview yourself for a story that you're writing.
Yeah, it should say, I wasn't prepared for Price.
Well, it's a party of five. Chicken and chips.
It should just say, I'm a broke ass.
$70.
With two Where Z's or dollar signs.
These days.
Broke ass.
Relate to the sting.
So, chicken and chips.
Be what you'd expect.
Well, look, if you went to, T22 or something, you'd be out the same.
Yeah. That's probably what it was.
But if you went to Raising Cane's, probably be like $40-$50.
It's probably more close to being Raising Cane's than a T22.
I mean, $44, that might as well be $5.5 million if you ask me, dude.
So there's this development deal. I'm just going to summarize it.
Sure.
Development deal, $5.5 million gets canceled because the guy applying for the loan owns his adult baby shop.
Amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, that seems insane.
They find it immoral, so they're like, we're not giving
you a loan. Wait, there's a morality clause on a fucking loan?
No, with the company that's given the loan.
Let's see what this says.
It's like the Chick-fil-A of bank loans.
The owner of a woodworking company said the city of Noblesville reneged on a $5.5 million deal because he wouldn't shut down a baby shop for adults. What is a baby shop for adults?
You know, diapers, baby play.
Is that right? Size onesies.
Baby play.
Yeah, some people are fucking weird about it. I mean, just let these guys pretend they're the babies, dude.
Look, it's insane that you want to shut down an adult baby shop that, by all means, shouldn't be open because how are they even making business?
That's the main issue, dude.
Through Amazon. Yeah. They're an Amazon distributor.
That makes sense. So, like, let them stay.
Do you think the guy was like, oh, he's going to use some of this money on the baby shop? Is that how it works?
They were like, hey, is this baby shop money? And he kept looking away and saying, no.
Now they told him up front, you got to shut down the baby shop.
No. Okay.
Takes out the pacifier.
Uh-huh. No.
What else can you get at this, dude? This baby shop.
Pacifiers.
Mommy's milk?
I don't think you can get mommy's milk. I don't know.
I think it's just adult version of baby shit. Diapers, bottles.
Everything you
onesies,
need.
Onesies.
Bibs. Strollers.
Blankets.
High chairs.
Really big high chairs. What's it called? Mobile?
Noblesville?
Mobile. Like the thing that goes around your...
Diorama.
Usually plays little lullaby.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Do you think people go in there and then they like shit their diapers in the store or they put a kibosh on that?
I don't think they do that.
It said in the front.
No dirty diapies?
Yeah. Clean diapies only.
Did you already say like a big clothespin?
Yeah.
Large novelty-sized clothespin.
Novelty-sized clothespins.
Okay, well, I don't know,
An adult-sized cradle.
God, I mean...
Rocking chair.
I'm not one of these guys.
Rocking horse.
But I mean, I could see how having like a mommy changing my diaper might be nice every now and then.
I think they like shitting themselves and pissing themselves.
I don't like that part. I wouldn't mind pissing myself because...
That has to be part of the equation, though.
Haven't I told you guys that I like to piss myself at the beach before I jump in the ocean?
Yes.
Many times.
So I get it. The warmth of the pee is nice, too, but the shit is... You can't get out... The pee doesn't smell as bad compared to shitting yourself, I don't think.
Imagine shitting yourself where someone's required to change...
Take the
shit away from you
and
wipe your whole ass... Your hairy asshole.
Like caked.
Your whole caked and tell you what a naughty prat you've been.
I don't know. That part I'm okay with.
And then...
you know, naughty prat.
Blush up your bottom.
Oh, yeah. Give me a little pouty.
Are you telling to bleach his butthole?
No, you're getting spanked a little bit. A little powder.
Get a little flush on my tushy, dude.
Yeah, exactly, because you've been a pratty little brat.
I've been a pratty little brat, dude.
I think it's developing.
Yeah, and it turns out your mom is your sister.
By the way, I think I'm into feet now, guys, now that we're into this.
Into feet?
Well,
did you find a nice foot?
I found a nice foot. I don't mind the foot. Sometimes I touch the foot during coitus.
Where are you at with foot jobs?
Wait, do you put the foot in your mouth?
No, I don't like the foot.
Babies put their feet in their mouth.
Babies put their feet in their mouth.
Put your own feet.
That's what mommy tells
me.
I keep putting my foot in my mouth. She goes, are you a big boy or are you a baby? Because babies put their feet in their mouth.
And that's why you have fungus foot. Because you keep putting your fungus on your mouth. And that's why it's in your bloodstream, because you keep eating it. It's a vicious cycle.
I like it.
It's
just
It's tangy. Anyways, no, I'll touch the foot.
What do you mean touch the foot?
Just like
hold it.
He's just being intimate, holding it,
interlock fingers with it.
Are you smooching with it? Don't tell me you're smooching with it.
I have not done mouth stuff with it. Are
you pressing your nose against it and inhaling deeply?
But are you sucking the big toe?
Are you seething on it?
No, I don't like any of that. But she does put it on my dick, and I don't mind that, if it's clean.
Did she get both of them? Make a little tent?
No, she hasn't done that yet.
You working that?
Because I feel like that's when you graduate into an official foot guy if she jerks you off with her feet.
I don't think that's going to convert you.
You don't think so?
You convert yourself.
I think there's something externally of locus.
In your brain.
In your brain, yeah. Your brain's busted to where, like, the foot is the sexy part.
You're saying it's not a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you don't even have to feel it on you. Right. You can just see it.
You see it and you come. Yeah,
I mean, that's insane to me.
Wouldn't that be... How do you even like walk?
That'd be around? Awesome.
How do you go to the beach?
That would be awesome.
Like, so instead of pissing yourself, you're just coming and then you're walking into the ocean.
You're just shooting blanks at that point.
You need a cum diaper, dude.
Yeah, you're just out here raising the salt content of the ocean.
You're the reason why it's a salty ocean.
That's right, dude.
All the kids around you are like, ah, my eyes are burning.
Is it my fault or is it the feet being out, the fault? Okay, I mean, that's the...
Yeah,
that's
where's the locus? Is it my broken brain or this lady's feet?
I didn't choose...
Or dudes.
Thank you. So anyways, baby shop, let them live.
Live and let die.
Stay away from that sea salt.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Get serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-done cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito has always dreamed of being a Japanese hotel concierge.
Really?
Despite not being Japanese and only able to direct you to the nearest Mr. Donut, please let me know if there's anything I can do to make your stay more comfortable, and please take these complimentary headlines free of charge. This is Burrito's Nippon News.
So no charge on the complimentary headlines, right?
That's why they're complimentary.
No.
What's Mr. Donut? Am I supposed to know that?
It's a Japanese donut shop chain.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, Mr. Donut is a friend of the show. Richard Donut.
Sounds like a gentleman,
old
dude.
Dick Donut.
Majeur Donut.
Donut Majeur.
Are there some in Slum City?
No.
No.
It's a man.
Oh, there's one in... are there some in Austin, right? Or is that different?
We're in Japan.
No,
it's
different.
They're only in Japan.
It's spelled out. Mr. M-I-S-T-U-R.
Well, there's some in other countries, but they actually started in the U.S.,
and then they left because nobody wanted them.
By Harry
they
Winokur.
Left. Some of them became Duncan.
Oh, yeah. I see
they bought them out, shut them down.
They bought them out.
They maintain a presence in Japan, El Salvador, the Philippines,
wow,
Thailand, Taiwan, Lagos, and Ibadan.
Great.
In Nigeria. Which, if you spell it, if you pronounce it wrong, it's bad.
Very bad.
Whew. I always thought it was concierge. Honestly.
Concierge?
What did he say?
Concierge.
Concierge.
Oh, I think or you say
concierge.
The G. I always said the G.
Concierge, yeah.
Yeah, I bet I'm supposed to say J. Concierge.
How do you say it, Brian?
It's French, right?
Yeah, concierge. What do you mean? Where is that?
Concierge. Hotel concierge.
Japanese hotel concierge.
Oh, yeah, concierge. Okay, in French, concierge. Yeah, you would say the G.
G.
What about these board games? I'm kind of bored.
Ooh, Osaka's Trap. Hotel games.
Hell yeah, dude.
Ooh. Trap.
Dude, Norm, when Norm, did you see that when he was on Conan and he was...
Norm from Cheers?
Norm McDonald.
Norm McDonald.
Chairman of the board. Some lady was anyways, go ahead. You can watch it on... Just look, right. Forget about it. Cool. Just cut that out, J-Mark. Yeah. I'm not gonna...
Osaka's Hotel Games isn't just full of board games. It is a game.
Mm.
There's a new hotel in Osaka, and they got a lot of board games. It's like a board game-themed hotel. Anyone can go in there and, and play.
Game, this is a fucking game, dude.
This isn't a fucking game.
This ain't a fucking game.
All right, around the room.
You think this
serious
is a fucking
action
game?
Movie.
Do you think this is a fucking game?
Is this a fucking
Brian.
Game to you?
It's a Frito. Fucking game to you.
I'm sorry, is this a fucking game to you?
Is this a fucking game
Fuck
to you?
You.
Sorry.
You think this is a fucking game?
Yeah.
the fucking game. It's a fucking game.
You think this is a fucking game? Is that the name of this hotel? You think this is a fucking game?
It should be.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It's called King Game. It's a PC version. The whole LLC is, do you think this is a fucking game?
Oh.
LLC. But it's King Game.
Nice, dude.
This guy is always thinking about branding.
What do they mean by this headline?
This guy. Okay, so anyway.
I think it's just called Hotel Games. Anyway, so they got a lobby, and you can go and play any of the games that they have there.
The Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby makes more sense because it's games.
They got an all-you-can-play format for $25 per person. Hobby Lobby's better, though.
It's funnier. Say that again?
It's $25 per person to go in.
For all you can play? To play board games?
Yeah, and any of the board games they got.
What about the room?
Or any other games. You can also rent rooms, and the rooms are themed.
Get a room.
You know, you can play. And
is there a twister room?
Probably.
Is there a jump to conclusion room?
Probably. A twister room.
Yeah.
Mark's getting
twisted. Bring all the ladies, man. No, Wade's not invited.
You can stay the fuck home.
Uninvited, Wade!
You're uninvited. Murder mystery room, so you can have murder mystery stuff in there.
Like an escape room?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm into that.
But you just kidnap ladies and you pretend it's an escape room.
Is there a milking table room?
Yeah, what about Law & Order SVU?
Maybe. Room?
I like that game. There's cum inside of the cadaver.
Is there a sex dungeon?
It wasn't here before.
Ting, ting.
I mean, I feel like there could be. There's games, there's stuff drawn on the floor, so you can, like, pick...
Hopscotch?
Like, what
jump
are you
to conclusions,
think?
Matt.
How many people, I guess, are on the elevator?
What?
Well, yeah,
this
is
a guessing game?
Yeah, like...
I guess three. I guess one.
Brian is so closer. Unamused right now. Like,
you were closer. You win, dude. I was closer without going over.
waiting for the doors to open, then, you know, you...
Oh,
you,
come on.
What if you just had a conversation for 35 seconds?
What if you just put up your phone this once?
Why don't you stay in the moment?
Yeah, why do we have to like distract ourselves with games, dude?
That's your.
Why can't this be Osaka's mindfulness hotel?
This isn't a game.
Yeah, this is.
This isn't a game.
Life isn't a game, dude.
This isn't a game.
Wake up.
This isn't a game. You gotta have the tea. This isn't a game.
This isn't a game.
This isn't a game.
Anyways, sounds like fun.
Speaking of games. Japan has instant ramen booster packs.
Oh, no.
Boost?
Yeah.
They got just
more noodles? Packs. Not more noodles, more ingredients. More
flavor.
Toppings. Yeah. So our favorite...
Munchrooms.
Ramen manufacturer.
Pissin' with Nissin. They're going to adopt that soon.
Yeah, I can feel it.
We're getting close.
You can buy a box of booster packs. The different flavors are mystery meat...
Excellent.
Shrimp.
Just being honest.
Scrimp.
Shrimp. Green onion.
Shrimp.
Yes. Potato. Cheese. Nice. Tomato. Good.
Okay.
Egg.
And all right.
Spicy mystery meat.
No.
Spicy mystery meat is probably the best one.
Yeah, dude.
Spicy mystery meat.
It sounds like you're talking about your stinky damn dick, dude. You talking about your stinky dick?
I like to call my dick spicy mystery meat.
Yeah,
I feed the homeless.
It's kind of cool.
Hey, what
know?
Do you do on the weekend? Oh, hey. I feed the homeless. What's your recipe? Spicy mystery meat.
Yeah. They don't like it usually.
Yeah. I got something to say about this article.
Excellent.
Yeah, what do you got to say, dude?
I trademarked this shit like 10 years ago and I even had a name for it.
The booster packs?
Yeah, the booster packs. This is just, you know, just more
booster packs
of the ingredients to the same amount of noodles and water, right?
Uh-huh.
And I called them ramen enhancers.
Ramen Hansers.
Yeah, trademark that shit.
Bro.
I was like, what nice. Are these?
Ramen Hansers.
They're just out
booster
here.
Booster packs, man. 10 years later.
Booster pack. Did you get your booster? That's the. That's what they say out there, dude, when they're trying to be funny.
Yeah.
I got it. Never works. They're never funny when they say it, but they say it.
They say it a lot, though.
They say it a lot.
They say,
did you get
stay
your
saying it.
Speaking of saying it.
Say anything.
Oh, dude. Are you about to say it, dude? Brito, are you going to say it?
He's going there.
Dude, are you going to say it, dude?
Don't do it!
What am I going to say?
Is it the word?
Donut?
Bird is the word.
Donut? I think donut's the word. What about donuts?
Donuts and fried chicken come together.
I mean, damn it.
In new Mr. Donut Burger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Together for the first time.
That sounds nice.
We're Japan adjacent right now. This is going on in Taiwan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but there's a Mr. Donut.
It's not a real country.
Mr. Donut is not a real country.
in a chicken chain named 21 Plus.
21 Plus.
That's rated X.
Yeah, dude.
They got two pondering donuts, and then they put fried chicken in between them.
That sounds good, actually.
That's a genius idea.
Sounds really delicious. Yeah.
It's like a Luther, but Nashville Luther.
What's Luther?
And chicken.
Are you a Luther?
It's a burger between a donut.
Mm-hmm.
I think I prefer chicken than ground beef, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like chicken and waffle type flavor.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the menu price?
$11.99.
I'm out.
Comes with fries.
Oh, I might be in.
Comes with donuts.
Is there a special?
What about a side of donuts?
$6.53.
Oh, that's amenable, dude.
That's reasonable.
$7.
Wow. Julio would pay for that.
I would pay for
that. I'm not flying your fucking asses to Japan.
Is this a fucking game?
Julio always says, do you think this is a fucking game?
Do you think this is a fucking game? I'm sorry.
Do you think this is a...
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, forgive me.
Excuse me. Sorry.
I was misleading there.
Oh, no.
It's $6.53 for the burger and fries and a drink.
Oh, shit!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait, end an episode!
Last night, I awoke in a sweat, the cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly, her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms country bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thick'em. Thick'em Farms.
Thick'em Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thick'em Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! Da-dum. I said split! Da-dum. Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!